Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website. Many of you have been kind enough to say you want to support Devil Radio. How do I do it? We have a link. We have a link up in the menu bar. Click on it. It says Support Devil Radio. It gives you all the ways you can support our station, which we really appreciate. And also, while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app. Or you can do it from the Google and the Apple store and carry it on your phone 24/7. Listen to your favorite show whenever you want. One of the most bizarre press conferences I have ever seen, and I've seen some press conferences. I've seen them in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. I've seen them in, you know, in the BBC. I've seen them in the Labour Party, and I've seen them in the Tories and all of these characters over there. The weirdest, strangest one I've ever seen was the Taliban press conference yesterday, saying that they want peace. And all these guys are sitting around, thick beards, guns. I mean, they're sitting there with automatic weapons and grinning at each other. And they go, we want peace. We bad. We want peace. And we will protect women. We will protect women. We don't want war. But they don't want our Western countries bombing them. They have no technology. But what was chilling was what they said about women. So at the press conference, they said women are a valuable part of society. And then it said, as long as they function under Sharia law, Islamic law. That's what they said. That law that they're describing, and they are the extreme of Islam, they are the extreme of Sharia, but this informs all of Islamic countries. Increasingly in Turkey, for instance, the most liberal, although the seat of the Ottoman Empire that ravaged Europe, when university women now in Turkey are wearing head coverings. They hadn't been under the secular government before Erdogan. And that's the more liberal part of Islam. This is the equivalent of Taliban, the same as Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Well, here are the rules. A woman may not appear in public unless she's wearing a burqa or accompanied by a male relative. If a woman appears in public without a burqa and without a male relative, she can be raped, she can be abducted and forced into marriage. What they didn't say is that the custom in Sharia is also this: a woman who is raped can also be executed because she's been defiled. Now, they did an interview. Some very brave reporter with a TV camera walked through a marketplace. I can't imagine, but the guy did it. And there's a burqa store. I mean, a burqa, think about that. Let's say, you know, Mayfair Mall in Milwaukee or Westtown or something in Madison, there's a burqa store. The guy's selling burqas. You know, they measure them. You have to wear them from the year age 12 on. You know, there are smaller burqas and larger burqas and plus size burqas and this, that, and the other thing. And they asked the owner, how's business? He said, it's always been good. He says, it's dynamite right now. It's going real good. Now that the Taliban's here, we're going to make some good sales. He was pleased. You know, he just wanted to make some money selling burqas. This is sick. This is very, very sick. Very, very sick. If you look at the videos of the Taliban taking over Kabul, and you've looked at many of them, you hardly see any women in the streets, hardly a single woman in the streets. A woman has to have her head examined. She has to be out of her mind to go out in public over there. That means she stays at home. And if she doesn't have money or wealthy or a husband, it's a crummy little, you know, hut somewhere, or maybe with her parents. She can't go out. She's in prison. I mean, she can go out, but she better have a male relative. And if he's weak looking and young, who knows what happens? Maybe he gets beaten up. She go out in a burqa, but people can go up. They see her ankle, they'll whack her. They're afraid. They're frightened. Now, here's the deal. Do we stay for 20 years or 100 years in every Islamic society in the world to protect their women from their own culture and the women who then teach that culture to their sons? You know, that is not reasonable. That's not our function. It's also not our function to permit this into the United States and to permit any jihadist culture in this country. So there you have it. The Taliban are in control. And one of the things I'd like to see us step up our game on is what is being said by the administration, by the media. They'll say, well, we talked to the Taliban and we think we have it worked out that they will attack us on the way to the airport. Instead of we took three of them, we put a bullet in their head. We told the rest of them, you're exterminated if you so much as raise your pinky at us. And I'm being exaggerating there, I understand. But what I'm saying is we are the United States. You do not negotiate with Nazis. You don't negotiate with Al-Qaeda. You don't negotiate with ISIS. You don't negotiate with Al-Shabaab or any of these outfits that are continuing the Islamicization of Africa by sweeping down from the north and murdering Christians and animists. We have got to change our attitudes about this, and we've got to change them real quick. So there you have it, right there. The evacuation goes on. 2,200 already evacuated civilians, diplomats. There will be more. I'm hoping that the screening of who's getting on that plane goes well. It's not an orderly thing. There isn't a flight attendant saying, okay, next. And then are you an interpreter? Yeah, prove it. Speak some English. No, none of this stuff. Just break on. Everybody's desperate to get out of there. I understand that. And there may be some good people who aren't interpreters. There are also people who will simply come and replicate jihadist attacks in Europe and the United States that have accompanied this kind of culture. Okay, well, there are many other issues besides Afghanistan, which we will return to later in this newscast. One of them is COVID. A state senator, Andre Jacques, Door County state senator, probably the most right-wing state senator in the legislature. And that is amazing when you think of that sad, malevolent distinction. You think of everybody they have. You know, they had people like Tom Tiffany and Fitzgerald and all that. This character is a 24/7 full frontal right-wing nut. He's anti-mask, anti-vaccine. He has just been diagnosed with COVID and he's in a hospital with pneumonia. Now, he's a human being. I wish him well. I hope he recovers. But I also hope that everybody that met with him in the legislature gets tested. Very recently, he's at hearings. And there are Democrats and Republicans. Some people have been vaccinated. Many of the Republicans haven't. He's sitting there and breathing and coughing and talking. Indoors, no mask, no vaccine. At what point? Yeah, Luke, you're lurking and you always have good stuff to say.
Yeah, I think one of the wild things is Senator Jacques did not notify everybody that he interacted with last week. That he did test positive. He informed some family and friends at the end of the week about his positive COVID-19 test. But a lot of, especially the Democrats that were in the committee hearings with him last week, they were first notified about the potential exposure from the news story yesterday of Senator Jacques testing positive.
Yeah.
So that's just one more dynamic that I wanted to add to the story, because not only is he a critic of masks, a critic of vaccinations, but he also did not, in his office even, didn't have the decency to inform his colleagues that he potentially exposed with COVID-19 about the potential exposure. So I know some people that work in the Capitol. I've actually talked to him last night about this. And so it's pretty disgusting that that is the case. And I think that needs to be talked about. So
That is disgusting. You know, so he doesn't tell the Democrats. I saw, I think it was Chris Larson, the state senator, gave an interview yesterday where he said, yeah, I hope he gets better. But this kind of sneaky, he didn't use the word, it was equivalent of sneaky and malevolent conduct, should not go unpunished and should never be replicated. You know, this partisanship by the Republican Party in the state legislature has gone too far. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know if Andre Jacques is a lawyer, but if he is, he's not a very good one. Because he has a communicable disease, and he spreads it to people without warning them when he could have warned them without any fuss and bother for himself. He's going to get sued. He's going to get sued personally, and he's not going to have immunity. So his desire by his actions to spread communicable disease to Democrats, thinking, well, you know, they'll hang out with other Democrats and their families, and we'll get them. That's disgusting. And if there's anybody from Door County listening to this, and if there's anybody from Door County, even if you're Republican or independent, at some point, restore some human representation up there. I mean, I don't care what his position is on issues. You know, I'm not going to agree with him. So what? But there was also always a human basis for interaction in the legislature. Frequently social and friendly, but even if it's not social and friendly, you have to be true to your word, and you have to conduct yourself like a human being and have respect for your adversary if you are in the legislature. If you don't, I can't think of, you know, given Luke's new information here, I can't think of anything more inhuman than having a communicable disease and not letting people know. Not letting people know. And if they found out about it by the press accounts, which were yesterday, which is when I found out about it, they've already mingled with other people. And many of them may have been vaccinated if they were Democrats. But with the Delta variant, a vaccinated person can get COVID. It can be non-symptomatic or very light symptoms. They're not going to die, and they're not going to go on a ventilator. But they can communicate it to others. And anybody under 12 years old hasn't been vaccinated. They have kids. They have kids in school, and the school started already. They're going to schools. And there are other kids under 12 that they hang with. And their teachers and their staff, their janitors, and a lot of other people that they hang with. And right now, there is no vaccination requirement in the schools. The one that's there gives you an alternative of testing, but you theoretically can go to school as a teacher or staff and not be vaccinated. And you have, because of Andre Jacques, the potential of Democrats' kids going to school and spreading it there to other kids. That is flat out disgusting. I mean, that is flat out disgusting. Andre Jacques is a disgrace. If he could be recalled, we would do it. Unfortunately, they have a gerrymandered legislature. So he's not going to be recalled. He's a figure of opprobrium, a loathsome individual. And in many respects, he was loathsome even before this. He's a loathsome individual, and I hope a Democrat up there, or even a halfway sane Republican in a primary, knocks this son of a gun off. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.